Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You said yesterday you don't like it when people go, well, I didn't have that on my bingo card.
Sure.
Well, I didn't have Klay Thompson to the Warriors on my bingo card either.
Nor did I, but the more I thought about it, and if you haven't read it yet, go to ESPN and read Anthony Slater's piece, which was really revelatory.
It's really cool.
It reveals a lot about, you know, Steph and his feelings, and even, you know, Cannon Curry and what he thought about, Dad, if Klay's making threes, why aren't you playing? The whole idea of it makes me think, like, if this whole era is going to end this way, which is you're 12-13, or you're a 7 seed, you get knocked out, whatever, why not bring Klay back? Like, if this is not going to culminate in anything really that successful, then trade Kuminga for Klay.
Oh, boy. I mean,
honestly,
okay,
I don't want to be too dramatic about it, but if we're going to do this, if we're going to do old guys playing mediocre ball,
listen,
bring him back.
So first of all, let's give the full kind of background on where this conversation went and why we're having it. And Anthony Slater did do a piece that really centers on the emotions and the history of Klay Thompson, his departure, how things have not gone the way that they were supposed to go in Dallas, and how everyone feels about that now. And the article ends with Steph Curry basically saying, this feels a long way off, but if there were ever a way to have him kind of finish his career and be back with the Golden State Warriors, you're damn right we'd be all for it. So it was much more like, I think you just said, is much more of an emotional sort of an expression than a basketball one. No one is suggesting with the Warriors or even with those big three or the Splash Brothers that, hey, I know the acquisition we should get right now that'll help us, Klay Thompson. But I think it's a perfect opportunity for us to talk with all of you about whether or not you feel like the Warriors are stuck in the past. Like that. If we really want to move through this conversation, that's the one we need to have. And so I don't want that to lead down the road of like, they should trade Steph Curry, because like that's not happening, and that's a silly concept and everything. But I do hear a lot of people feeling that way on a Draymond Green front. I do feel there are people out there who see that they turned Andrew Wiggins into Jimmy Butler, and while they'll all acknowledge that Jimmy Butler is better than Andrew Wiggins, they can also see that Jimmy's a lot older. And so I have to be real with you, because when I used to work in L.A. and I worked for the flagship station of the Los Angeles Lakers, this was a major criticism at certain points that I had of the Lakers. And that was that when Kobe and Shaq parted ways, whenever things weren't going well, all the things the Lakers tried, remember the year that they were like, Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, Pau Gasol, Meta World Peace, Kobe Bryant, that's our starting lineup. And they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. because it was just like, I don't want to say five legends. It was four legends,
right,
and Ron Artest. But they had this legendary look to them. Well, they were the eighth seed, and they went 0-4 in their first round playoff series and got wiped out. It didn't work. Kind of like how it feels now with the Warriors. Like, it feels, for the moment, like it's not working. And what the Lakers would do for years, and this was kind of, I think, a bus family thing. What they would do whenever something wasn't working is they would pull out a 1980s team photo and stare at it, and they would try to fix it in the family. So that's how Byron Scott becomes the coach. And that's how Magic Johnson gets more involved. And that's how Michael Cooper was always around. And you would have the press conference introducing somebody new, and the whole team would be there standing behind him. And it's just like, you're reaching for something that's gone. Sorry. And they did it for years. And I mean years and years and years after it was over.
Yep.
All right. I don't want to see the Warriors do that. So it's nothing personal. The article's beautiful. Klay Thompson's relationship with this organization is in stone. It's nothing to do with the idea. It's a larger concept. I do not want to see the Warriors, and you could argue they've already held on too long. I do not want to see them be that team that just keeps trying to find a different way to regenerate great days gone by. Doesn't work.
Well, they're not at the point yet where it's totally, absolutely over. And I always think about the Spurs when we make this comp, because they won the title in 2013, 2014, and then the next year, they brought everybody back, and you still had Kawhi Leonard, and you had Tim Duncan in year 17, Ginobili year 12, Parker year 13, and you were third in the NBA in the West, in Southwest, and then you got knocked out in the first round. Okay, let's try one more time. And then the next year, they went 67-15. The Spurs did, with the same cast. They were a year older. Duncan, year 18. Ginobili, 13. Parker, year 14. 67-15, and, well, the Thunder got you. And then the next year, you were good again, and that was the year that the Warriors knocked him out. That was the Zaza Pachulia underneath Kawhi year. But they went 61-21, and at that point, then they started to break it apart. My point is, when you get deep into a run like this, you go all in on your vets as long as you can, and then you get to a point where it's no longer working. Duncan retired. Parker went to, I think it was Charlotte. I can't remember.
That sounds right.
And then Ginobili left, so weird. And then, yeah, you know, Kawhi was still there, and then Kawhi went to Toronto, and so the whole thing ended in kind of a weird way, but honestly, the way that these things actually always end.
Yeah.
They just end.
Yep. I think that there's maybe even extra value in this particular moment. I'm sure all markets feel this way about their stars. I know that L.A. did about Kobe Bryant. I'm sure San Antonio did about Tim Duncan. I bet I could get just about most of you, not all of you, but most of you on this side of the fence. Absolutely 100%. You cannot let Steph Curry finish his career in a different uniform.
Right.
Period.
Agreed.
Like, so that to me, that's in ink. Pull out a Sharpie and write that down. Anything else is certainly possible, maybe even probable. Acceptable, I would say. But finding that time is the difficult thing to do, and I think that you know, a smart person can clearly make the argument that that time has already gone by. But it's tough. It's tough, and that is sometimes why I will both defend the way Steve Kerr has handled it, because I think that this is a very, very difficult needle to thread. This idea of Steph has got to be the focus. He has got to finish his career here. All of these things. And then on the other side, be like, and let's develop young players. That's a really, really hard ask. It's a very, very hard ask. So the criticism that we hear that Steve Kerr won't develop young players and he leans on the vets too much, and he literally said to us the other day, well, Richard's not playing because he's a rookie. It's a fair criticism. It is a fair criticism, but that's why I brought up Steph Curry's name the other day, too. I don't know how you do both. I don't know how you serve Steph and turn everything over to 23-year-olds and move them through the system. I just don't know how you do it.
You don't. And that's, I mean, that's the reality of being where they are, which is we still think that we've got action. And last year, you know, if Steph didn't get hurt, boy, we could have beaten Minnesota. And then who knows against OKC. I don't really buy that. But the reality is when he played, you were up 1-0 on Minnesota, even though he got hurt. So they might have been a Western Conference Finals team. And, you know, maybe OKC beats them in 6 or 7. Last year, the Thunder were certainly vulnerable. Indiana had them. They had them in the finals. They were in a spot where they might have knocked them off, and then Halliburton got hurt. So if you look at that team, yeah, you've got vets, and then you double down on the vets. And I'm thinking about the Spurs where they had vets, they won the title, and they kept the vets, and they kept trying, and they won 67 games in a year, and they thought, okay, we might get another one.
Yeah.
And that's where the Warriors are, where they think that with the vets, they can still, if healthy, if everything breaks right, they could still win another one. And if you want to go back to those Spurs teams and find the young players that they had, don't count Kawhi in there because by the time they won the title, he was in like his third year and he's a superstar. But all the other young players they had, they weren't getting developed either because you had Ginobili and Parker and Duncan and you had Danny Green and you had all these other people that were going to play ahead of these youngsters.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. And Dub Nation, let's get engaged. Before every game, we ask you to vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, so in referencing the Slater piece that we're talking about today, about Klay Thompson and the Warriors and the Christmas Day matchup that is coming. Good Lord, is Christmas a week from today?
Yep.
Wow. All right. So that's coming a week from today. Steph Curry was quoted as saying, "I wish he was still here." So it's a simple yes or no question. Do you want Klay Thompson back? Yes or no? You can vote now on Twitter. We'll share the results later. I bet if you're like me, most people answer that question almost with another question. Do you want Klay Thompson back? Well, it's two answers at once. Yeah.
I do.
It's like from an emotional standpoint, yes. From a basketball standpoint, not really. Not really. And I guess that's fundamental.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What we're talking about every day. What's the goal right now? What is the goal right now? I'm sort of done buying this narrative that the Warriors are trying to win a championship. I don't think that's what they're doing. And if you really look between the lines, they've said it. Steph Curry said meaningful basketball. And they got that last year. And then he got hurt. And so it derailed wherever that was going. I don't know if it was going to the third round or not, but it derailed that situation at that time. But he was. Jimmy Butler came, and they were playing meaningful basketball. Is that still on the table this year? Sure. Sure it is. Sure it is. But my gosh, the set of binoculars that you need to see what would happen for the Warriors to get to a point where they could actually compete with Oklahoma City in a 7-game series. My God, that is one high-powered telescope y'all got if you can see that right now. So that's not what they're doing, and I'm okay with that. But I don't want you to lean into it that hard. I just don't. I don't want the Golden State Warriors to spend the next few years just sort of like telling a Disney story and reminiscing. That's that. Steph, yes, Steph. And then everything beyond that, it's like, don't lean into it too hard. Don't start turning more 20-somethings into more 37-year-old somethings.
You remember the movie Grumpy Old Men?
I do.
That's kind of what we'd be going for if you brought back Klay Thompson. And I'm here for it. Because otherwise, what are you doing? Like, you trade Kuminga and you get $23 million worth of what? Probably not a player that anybody else really relies on. So you're trading your young guy who's either good or not good, depending on how you see him, for a player who's probably not as good and maybe a little bit worse. And so I don't think that there's anything that the Warriors can do between now and the end of Steph Curry's run that can make them a championship contender. So why not lean into it and make this whole thing entertaining?
Because it's not entertaining if it's not meaningful basketball, and right now is proof. It just is. It's not.
Well, it's entertaining. Like tonight is going to be very entertaining.
See, we're knee deep in all of this, but you know, you brought up about an hour ago Jimmy Butler's numbers. They're better this year than they were last year.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
so explain it. How come it doesn't feel better?
Because they're empty numbers. Like they're coming in losses.
They're not winning.
Right.
So not entertaining. I don't think anybody's here for losses.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.